Mr. Pam, we sure appreciate them. I appreciate my friend, Brother Larry, and Sister Bonnie. He's sure been a friend to me, and I sure appreciate him. Book of Hebrews, chapter number 3. I hope I can help you here tonight. About three weeks ago, the Lord dealt with me about these scriptures, and I'd sure like to help you here tonight. There's a lot greater preachers here tonight than me, but it seemed like the lot's on me tonight, so just pray that God will help us. Book of Hebrews, chapter number 3. We start reading at verse number 6. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 6. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Verse number 14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Would you pray with us tonight?
Precious Father, tonight we need you tonight, the precious Jesus. I know, Lord, that you spoke to my heart without a shadow of a doubt, dear Jesus. God, with this message for your people, we ask you, Lord, that you'd help us, God, to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. And Lord, to your Holy Ghost here tonight as we try to preach to this congregation of people. Lord, give us the words to say, God, and on our mind, your precious Jesus tonight. And we'll honor you and we'll praise you. And the church says, amen.
We look at these two verses of Scripture where he said in verse number 6, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Verse number 14, these are a very powerful scripture if we really would grasp the hold of them. For he said, for we are made partakers of Christ. There's that word again. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. I'd like to preach a little while, if the Lord would help me, on hold fast to confidence. And continue. Hold fast to confidence and continue. We look at this great book of Hebrews, and the writing of this book has been attributed to Apostle Paul. But as we look at this book and all through this book of Hebrews, it's been said that one word that could describe this book of Hebrews, and that word is simply better. The word better, if you really do study this book of Hebrews, it pretty much sums it up. But nevertheless, we look at these verses of Scripture. As the writer is speaking about in verse number 6, of holding fast the confidence, not only the confidence, but in the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. He's saying hold fast to confidence and hold fast rejoicing and hope. But not only does he say hold it, but he says hold it firm unto the end. It'd be one thing to get a hold of confidence for a little while and then us lose that confidence. But the thing that really matters is if we hold it firm unto the end. Verse number 14, he said, for we are made partakers of Christ, for we share in common with Christ, jointly with Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence. Do you remember when your confidence first began? He said, as we hold the beginning of our confidence, we came to an altar and we prayed and asked God to save our soul. And we were confident that He washed our sins away. And that same confidence that He took our sins away. And we had confidence that He would take the filth and the mire that we were in. And He would wash us. And He would make us white as snow. He said we can be partakers of Christ if we hold that from the beginning unto the end. What He's trying to say is, if I have saved you, you hold on to me saving you until the end. I hope I can help you here tonight. We find in these two verses of Scripture, there is the words hold and there is the words confidence. They're in both of these Scriptures. We see in verse number 6, there is the words unto the end. We look at verse number 14. There are the words unto the end. You realize tonight that to ever make it through this life, that confidence that you got when you first got saved, you'll have to hold it unto the end. Amen. I hope I can help us here tonight. I felt the Lord really had to deal with me about this message. This is something vital. And there's something real vital in these two Scriptures. It is so vital that verse number 6 says hold fast. And to simply get a hold of that and to hold on with all you've got. It is so vital. But let us look at verse number 14. He says, hold steadfast. Hold fast. And hold steadfast. Firm. Let us look at this vital point. We realize if there's something that the adversary would like to do in our lives, and that is to steal our confidence in God Almighty. Amen. If He can steal our confidence in what God said, and our confidence in what God can do, what is confidence? Confidence is assurance and trust and reliance. Who else can we rely on? Who else can we trust in? Who else can we have assurance in? Oh, we've got to hold this confidence. Amen. He knows that broken confidence will cause a shipwreck. In continuing this journey from the beginning, when we first got saved, we were so confident in God. We were so confident in Him. When we first did the beginning of this confidence, we was confident enough to know that we could come to an altar and that they would keep us from going to hell if we would come to an altar and give our lives to God. We say, you say, preacher, we're living in evil times and in evil days. But the same confidence we got to get saved is the same confidence we'll have to have unto the end. Oh, wish you'd help me just a little while. But here we have the instructions. Though there is a pulling, though there is a tugging, but we have the instructions. Hold fast. Hold confidence. Hold steadfast. Our confidence in God is the heartbeat of our life. Our confidence in God is what keeps us going from day to day. Amen. It's our confidence in God. If I did not have confidence in God that He could help me through today, I would have never made it through today. If I did not have that confidence that I had when I got saved that He could keep me, I'd have never made it through another day. Brother Larry, we'd have never made it through today. We must have confidence that He came to earth and He died and He rose again to ever be saved. Some people think that's impossible, but to ever be saved, you must have that confidence that happened. And to ever, and And that same confidence that you must have to believe he came to earth and he died and rose again is the same confidence you'll have to have when this thing is all over with. When this thing is all said and done. As we journey to the end, our confidence is so vital in keeping us alive. Amen. Our confidence that he said in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 20, lo, I am with ye always, even unto the end of the world. Do you have that confidence tonight? When you got saved, you were confident that when you got up off the altar, that he was going to go with you, and he was going to walk with you, and he was going to be with you. But that same confidence we must have tonight, when he said, lo, I am with you always. He didn't just say in the good times. He didn't just say when we were spiritual and feeling spiritual. But he said, be confident. I'm with you all the time. When you're sad, when you're happy, when you're down, when you're in trouble. Lo, I am with thee always. Even, listen to what he said, even, that's those words again, unto the end. Oh, I'm thankful tonight that I can be confident. He's with me right now. And when the elements melt with fervent heat, he's going to still be with me. Hold to the confidence and continue. Oh, God. We hear Apostle Paul speaking to Timothy, his beloved son. I may have to slow down here just a few minutes. He's speaking to Timothy, his beloved son in the gospel. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verses 8 through 17. Well, the theme of this chapter has to do with the personal walk and the testimony of a true servant of Christ in a day of apostasy. And previously, Apostle Paul, and in the previous part of this chapter, Apostle Paul had been speaking of the evilness and the wickedness of this last day. But in verse number 8 of this chapter, he warns Timothy of how Janus and Jabez, who was said to have been among the magicians in Egypt, who counterfeited the miracles of Moses. And Apostle Paul was warning Timothy in like manner about these false teachers. And he began to warn Timothy. They looked good and they sounded good, but inwardly they were powerless ministers of Satan. But we realize what happened in Moses' day. And the magicians was manifested and they failed. And he tells us that the same will happen in our day. But if you will notice, if you'll notice in the Word of God, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 9, notice the verse number 9, well, notice the first 9 verses of this chapter. They paint a dark picture. And we are in that picture right now. In the first part, first 9 verses of chapter 3, where it's painted a dark picture of this life. There are the days of perils and selfishness and formalism and powerless religion. But we find this great apostle Paul. He's returning to his own testimony in verse number 10, declaring to Timothy. He said, Timothy, you know full well what I preached, how I've lived my life, how the faith that he exercised, and the long suffering he demonstrated, and the love and the patience he had. Just help me a few minutes, I'm going to get somewhere. He wasn't demonstrating a self-righteous spirit or a holier-than-thou attitude, but he's reassuring Timothy of something. He's trying to increase seize the grip of this young minister, and he's trying to increase the grip of his confidence in God, and his confidence in following God, and following into the ministry. He notices, he invites Timothy to look back at the beginning, to the time they took fellowship and spread the gospel. In verse number 11, he takes him on a journey in thought, and he takes him on this journey. God help us here tonight. And he takes him on a journey. He says, Timothy, you remember the persecutions I had? You remember the afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra? What persecutions I endured. But listen what he said. Timothy, you watched me preach the gospel. You watched me walk with God. You watched the demonstration of God's love, of God's long suffering. You saw how I've stayed in this ministry, and I've walked with God. But he says, Timothy, listen to me just a minute. You know how I was persecuted. You know how I had afflictions. He said, I endured. But he said, but out of them all. Oh, God help us tonight. But out of them all. Let me say it again. But out of them all. The Lord delivered me. Great God of heaven. He's saying, hold fast to this confidence, Timothy. Oh, God help us tonight. Timothy, you saw it all. But he takes him on a journey back, and he tells him of the persecution, and he, as he tells Timothy, and he brings him up to the point, and he says, I've endured them, Timothy. But he said, out of them all, I could imagine in my mind, Brother Rodney, this young man, Timothy, and Apostle Paul's bringing him to this point. And in past, Timothy's probably struggled when looking at the times it's upon him, and the times he must preach the gospel, and the time he must follow God, and the pressure has been put on Timothy, and the pressure's been applied to Timothy's life. I hope I'm helping you here tonight. It's been applied to him, but I can see this young man, and Apostle Paul says, Timothy, I've endeared them. And I wonder if he stops there for just a moment. Now you imagine being in young Timothy's place, and Apostle Paul telling him of the persecutions and the afflictions and all the things. And he said, I endured. Now I wonder how this young, this preacher's feeling about right now. You imagine if the scripture had just stopped there for us, how would we have felt? But we realize that Timothy, here Apostle Paul says, now I notice, and I wonder if his countenance even changed. It's allowed me a little room to preach. And he sees the countenance of Timothy beginning to change. And he said, I've got to do something here to try to get this young man to grab a hold of that confidence again. And I feel like he's letting slowly slip out of his grasp. But Timothy, he said, Timothy, I endeared. But he said, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. I can imagine this young man as one more time. He says, come here, confidence. If this great man's been through all of this, I believe this same God will help me through this all. Oh, great God, let's get a hold of confidence and let's continue on. Amen. Oh, if we could get a hold of this confidence just right. Oh, just a little more faith. Just a little more faith in Jesus. Then we hear him in verse number 13. He's instructed again. And he's reminding Timothy. And he's just pumping into him more confidence. And more faith in God. And more confidence in God. And he continues to bring life into this young man. And he's speaking to him. Yes, he says in verse verse 13, that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They'll perform signs and miracles and all of these things. But listen what he says in verse number 14. But continue. Oh, that's enough. That's enough right there to make us happy tonight. But he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Timothy, I've taught you a lot of things. Hold to that confidence. Continue in that. Oh, I wish I could preach tonight. Continue in that, Timothy. Hold to that. And then he said, which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Oh, the confidence. Timothy, you remember what you've been taught. You remember how it worked. You remember how he was the great apostle as these things worked in his life. Hold fast to confidence, Timothy, and continue. Amen. Oh, I wish that could help us tonight. As evil men, imposters, to cause to stray away from the duty of virtue. Seducers, one who deceives others by pretending an assumed character or pretending to have knowledge he does not possess. He said, Timothy, those men will be there. But he said, Timothy, but continue. Though the holiness movement, a lot of them, they fall in to these seducing spirits. But continue. Though that one you have so much confidence in, if they was to fall into those seducers' hands, but continue. Thou and the things which thou hast learned. And so some of these elder preachers here tonight, and more elder than me, have seen a lot more things than me, which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. And he said, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And now listen what he said. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I feel like he said, Timothy down, and he preached to this young man, and he said, Timothy, I'm about to leave this life, and I'm about to cross over, and my race is run, and my race is finished, and I'm just about through with this thing. But Timothy, please, before I leave this life, let me see in you a confidence that you will hold fast to that confidence, and that you'll continue this thing on to the end. He said, if we hold fast our confidence that we had from the beginning, what's he say? Unto the end. We can be partakers of Christ. Oh yes, we can be partakers of him here, but we can be partakers of him in the hereafter. Let me hold the confidence and let me keep on marching. Though I don't feel like marching, I've got confidence in him. He'll help me through another day. Hey, God help us here. He was saying, Timothy, hold to confidence and continue. You've known the Holy Scriptures from a child. You've been taught them. You know, don't lose that confidence and continue on. In a shaky world, in a shaky time, oh, they sang the song, where could I go but to the Lord? In a shaky time, in a shaky world, when we don't realize what tomorrow brings, but hold fast to confidence and don't stop, but hold fast to confidence and continue. That's the last thing we need to do is stop. The last thing we need to do is stop. But Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6, he said, being confident of this one thing, that he which begin a work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Be confident in that. He started you out with this. Be confident. He'll finish just what he started. I hope I can help you just a few more minutes. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost to preach to you tonight. Be confident. Hold to that confidence and continue on. The devil says you can't do it. But God said, I'll finish it. I'll finish it. I'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Until that day when he comes, I'll perform that. Be confident in this. That's what he's telling us, to be confident in this. In Psalms chapter 20, I'm trying to hurry through here. In Psalms chapter 20, verse number 7, he said, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You can trust in things of this life. You can trust in chariots, and some can trust in horses, but I will remember the name of the Lord our God. At the name of Jesus, things happen. At the name of Jesus, I'll remember that at the name of Jesus, demons flee. At the name of Jesus, fevers leave. And at the name of Jesus, the lame walk. And at the name of Jesus, the dumb hear. But I'll be confident in that name. I'll walk in holding that confidence in that name. In Psalms chapter 23, I'm trying to hurry here. Psalms chapter 23, verse number 4. David said, very familiar scripture, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou, what'd he say? For thou are with who? Every one of us could put herself in that place. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. David said, even when I feel I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, whether it's through the valley that I feel like I'm spiritually dying, or whether it's through the valley that I feel like I'm physically dying, David said, Lord, though I'm walking through that valley and I feel the shadow of death on every side of me, I feel like I can't walk another step in this valley, where I feel like death is all around me. I feel like preaching to somebody here tonight. But David said, even when I feel I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm a hold of confidence. I'm a hold of confidence. And I'm going to continue to walk. Why is that? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I wish you'd help me preach here just a minute. Oh, he is with us. I said, he is with us. He is with us. I'm holding on to confidence. I'm trotting on through this valley of life, Sister Bonnie, because I'm a hold of confidence in him. Though others forsake me, yet I will trust in him. Oh, walking through the valley, and he could feel the hounds of death. He doesn't say words of spiritual death or a physical death, but he feels the hounds of death. But he says, I'm going to hold on to confidence. When death says, I'm right here, and this is it. David said, no, I'm a hold of confidence, and I'm going to keep on walking. I'm a hold of confidence that God will see me through. He said, if we hold that confidence from the beginning unto the end. I hold to confidence and continue. I could, in times in my life, I could have never made it another mile. But I was confident. If I continued and I held the confidence, he'd bring me through. And he has. And he has. Oh, yes. Apostle Paul says, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. I'm trying to hurry through here. It seems like it's one of them nights you just can't get through. But we realize that we must hold the confidence and continue. Now listen to this. Who hear Apostle Paul, as he says, what shall separate us from the love of God? He says, what? Asking the question, what shall separate us from the love of God? He says, shall tribulation? No. I don't think tribulation will do it. Distress? Will that do it? There's times I've been distressed, but I knew he loved me. Persecution, nakedness, peril of sword. Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, or principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Things present or things to come. Great God, I don't know how much you feel like listening, but I feel like preaching here just a few minutes. He said, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Neither height, it doesn't matter how high I get. Nor depth, it doesn't matter how low I get. Nor any other creature. Not any other man or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. He said, neither any other creature, none of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God. How could you not be confident in something like this? How could you not get a hold of this and keep on marching? Why would you think about turning around when you can have such a confidence in something like this? When you're low, when you're high, when you feel like giving up, but he's there to love you. Nothing shall separate us. Hold to confidence and continue. In a shaky world, a world of disappointments. Oh, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35. Though the world's shaking all around us, and things seem to be going wrong on every side, he said, cast not there away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Great God, don't cast it aside, but hold to confidence. Confidence and keep on going. Hey God, cast not away that confidence, therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Just a few more days of holding the confidence. Just a few more days, Brother Jeff, of holding the confidence, and just keep on marching. Oh, don't give up. Don't even think about it. But grab a hold of confidence in God and continue on. This world will disappoint you, and this world will let you down, but that confidence in God will never ever fail you. We must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder. We must believe that he is. He is what? He is anything we need. He don't just stop there. He said he is. But then he said, he stopped there and says, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I don't want to fall. He says, hold the confidence and continue. having obtained help of God, I continue this day. I can't do it. I just can't do it, preacher. Apostle Paul said you could. In the Word of God, he said you could. If what? If you'll just hold the confidence and continue. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. If my wife and children would come, I'll finish this little message up. That's all the devil wants you to think, as you can't. But if I hold the confidence and continue, if I just hold the confidence, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Brother Rodney said it well the other night, talking about that man that his son, the Spirit would cast him into the fire. He'd foam at the mouth. But his father said, I believe. I'm confident. But help me continue. You say, I believe God. And I believe in God. But the message tonight that the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me was not just to have confidence, but it was to have confidence and continue. He said if we hold steadfast, this confidence steadfast, that is firm, and that's a good hold that we had from the beginning unto the end. What he say? We'll be partakers of Christ. Hold fast your confidence. When you feel like the devil says he's not answering your prayers and he starts trying to pull your confidence away from you and your confidence in God, I'm not saying your confidence in others, but I'm saying your confidence in God. I say tonight, I have told thee, if thou hold on and have confidence in me, I will help thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee. But you must walk and hold the confidence. I'll help you through, I'll bring you through. I've never failed you, I've never left you alone. I will walk with you. Hold on to your confidence in me, saith God. Hold on to confidence. Stand with us tonight if you would. Oh God. Do you feel your confidence being pulled? Do you feel the attack upon your confidence? Hold fast to confidence and continue. Oh God, is he telling you you can't make it? Is he tugging at your confidence so you'll never make it any farther? Tonight you can come to these altars and get another hold on your confidence and continue. Oh God, Oh God, help us to hold on to confidence and continue. We're in 2011 and you say it's wickeder than it ever has been. And yes, it'll only get worse. But let's get a hold of confidence. Let's hold it steadfast. That confidence we got when He saved us. That confidence we got to hold on.
They fail to remember the Master.
Oh, God.
Then He spoke the words. The winds all stood still. Even the water obeyed His will. And He calmed their storm. Just like He will mine. If I'll just remember. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? That very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry. I can call on His name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? That very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry. I can call on His name till the storm passes by. I read in the Bible how He walked with them, brought light to their darkness when the way grew new. How great it would be.
Confidence that's pulled us through time after time.
Walk with the Master all the time.
Oh God.
And then troubles came.
Oh, Jesus,
death was so nigh. They searched for the Master, hoping to get there on time. So when I'm in trouble, my body's in pain. All I have to do is come. Why should I worry? Why should I feel? That very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry. I can call on His name till the storm passes by. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? That very same Jesus, He stays always. Out on the water, the storm raging high. The waters around Him were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts, they thought they might die. They failed to remember the Master was nigh. He spoke the word. The water obeyed His will, and He calmed their storm, just like He will mine. If I just remember, He lives deep inside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? That very same Jesus, He stays always here. He lives in my heart. Should I worry? Why even the waters obeyed his will, and he calmed their storms just like he will mine. God, just remember, he lives here beside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? That very same Jesus can stay always there. He lives in my heart.
Storm passes by.